Everything Country, 94.7 KTTS. Jason Aldean. Hey, Carrie, you want to sing a song with me? Yeah, sure, Jason. That's how it played out in my mind. It's called If I Didn't Love You.
I'm sure it worked out just like that. Hey, somebody give me Carrie Underwood's number. I'll give it a shot.
Sure, Jason, I'll sing with you.
So over the weekend watching this show, they're building like this she shed. And because mom needs time away. How does dad do that? Well, building a she shed. That's how he gets away. So what do you do to when you need some private mom time? How do you hide out?
Well, when my son was little, when he was first born, he had colic. But on top of that, I drove an hour and a half to get to work every morning.
Oh,
and he would he would scream from the time he got put in the car seat until the time you took him out.
Oh.
So in the evening, I would come home, and we'd have the hour screaming on the way home.
Oh, my God.
And we'd get home just in time for his colic time, which was another hour of screaming.
Oh.
So by the time that two-hour period was over with, I would just hand him to my husband and say, I need a bath. I just need to go soak. And I would go escape to the bathtub, and I would soak in the tub for about an hour. And if it got cold, I would just run hot water and stay in there a while longer.
Nice. Nice.
Yes.
Oh, Calgon, take me away, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Calgon was my best friend during those 2 months when he had colic.
Oh, you're a trooper. That's tough.
All right, so I learned over the weekend that every now and again, mom hits the wall.
Yeah.
She hits the wall.
Yep.
She's got to have somewhere to go hide, especially if you got a whole bunch of kids. And actually, you could just have one.
One's plenty.
But then we got to laugh because guys don't need this. We go to the garage and fix stuff. You go out and mow the lawn. Yeah. That'll get you away for a while.
Nobody wants to go mow the lawn with you.
Yeah, well, heck no. And where are you going
to
put them?
But when they were little, they used to call the pantry the candy closet because I'm mom of the year. But I'd go hide in the candy closet. But when they're little, you can only do that for a little bit. Otherwise.
But a little bit was better than none.
But a little bit's better than nothing. Yeah. But now I have an office that's like tucked in a room. And so I just go back there and camp out.
Well, I mean, yours are old enough now. Can't you just look at them and go, get away
get
from
away
me.
Get away.
Beat it. You know, get away from me.
Do you need something to do? I'll find you something to do.
There's one for you. All right. So moms are chiming in. What did you do?
Okay. So we have a camper. It's a 35 footer. We park it in the corner of our property behind our shed.
Yeah.
So when my kids are being annoying, I go to the camper. It's peace and quiet. I take my phone and it's so nice. Yeah. So I'm glad we don't keep it somewhere year round and it's at home.
It's right there.
Okay, mom. Mom, as a fellow camper, you need to run a power cord to that bad boy so you can turn the air on, have the TV on.
The TV.
If you're going to do it up, girl.